Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting or eternal life. John chapter 3, verse 16. Welcome to our study of the great things of God. The greatest gift we have from God is the gift of His own Son for our sins. God from eternity has been working toward this goal. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1, verses 18 through 19, that we're redeemed not with corruptible things like silver or gold from our aimless conduct handed down by tradition from our fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot or blemish. He was foreordained before the foundation of the worlds, but was manifest in this last time for us. Before the world was created, before God said, "Let there be light," God had already made a way, begun to plan a way for man to be saved. And so, what's the greatest gift of all? It is the fact that Jesus was willing to leave heaven, 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9, that He was willing to be born of a virgin, Matthew 1 verses 18 through 25, that He was willing to live a life of humility, Philippians 2 verses 5 through 9, and that ultimately He was willing to give His life as a sacrifice for each person. The Bible says in Hebrews 10 verses 3 and 4 that the blood of bulls and goats could never really take away sin. And then Hebrews 10 verse 12. This man, after it offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down at the right hand of God. Jesus is the great sacrifice. Have you taken advantage of that sacrifice? Have you heard the word? Romans 10 verse 17. Have you believed in Christ? John 8 24. Have you repented of your sin? Luke 13 verse 3. Have you confessed His name before men? Romans 10 verse 10. And have you been baptized in water for the remission of your sins? Acts 2 verse 38. If you've not done those things, you've not taken advantage of the greatest gift, but you can do that today. Won't you access the great gift of God by being obedient to the gospel?
And to God be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.